Okay, got it.
All right, and we're here to discuss engaging an attorney to look at the contract with Anthean for community solar.
Kate, is this a real contract that once it's approved by the attorney and you sign becomes effective? I'm just wondering what the status is of this arrangement with Anthean.
Once I apply, yes. I have to apply online. So what they've done is given me an example that looks exactly like what we'll sign. But yes.
All right.
We probably ought to see that too, I would think. And then also I think we are going to have to formally approve it after the lawyer removes it or reviews it.
Right. Yeah. That's why I don't want to go through and start the application yet, because then it would be in place. Right. And I don't want to do that. So,
right. And the reason to have a meeting tonight is to have an attorney look at it and say it's okay or it's not okay, so that we have that knowledge that in order to approve it at the next board meeting, so this doesn't linger.
Right.
So
I would expect to receive from the attorney would be the contract, the proposed contract, or the draft contract. I wouldn't call it a contract for this thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Subject
right.
to the following changes.
Right.
And then we would change the language in accordance with our attorney's recommendation, and we return that to Anthean and let them chew on it for a bit. And then when they agree with our changes, that'll come down to the board approving the thing.
Well, that's if there need to be any changes.
Right.
And I think eventually the board will say, we approve of this draft contract, and we instruct the board president to sign it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Yeah, Ray.
Jim.
I know he throws me off with that name, Ray, or R there. Jim, your friend.
Jermaine?
And is she a practicing attorney? Is she?
Yes.
Does she practice in this area? Is she licensed in the
No.
area?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking the best attorney, if they're okay, is a pro bono attorney.
Yes. But she doesn't practice. She practices in this area by phone to someplace else. So,
okay. All right.
Right. She's not licensed in New York. She's licensed.
I don't think so.
Georgia or something. Yeah. Okay. So there are three attorneys that Arlene mentioned, and then Fred mentioned someone else on our phone call this morning. I wasn't taking notes. I was on my way out the door. So
we have I believe, a continuing relationship with Robert, that is Bob Schofield of White, Osterman and Hanna, which is a premier law firm in the city of Albany. And the last time he did any work for us was during the details of getting this present library building underway. Nothing since then, I say fortunately, since we haven't needed it. At that time, we had an arrangement. It wasn't a retainer, but it was an arrangement whereby they worked as we deemed necessary for $225 an hour, which was sort of a quasi pro bono action on their part. And I would think that would be the place to continue with this contract business. White, Osterman and Hanna, they've got over 20 partners, and their experience in very many fields. And I would think they would be in as good a position to review a proposed contract with the community solar energy vendor as anybody.
Okay, thank you. Others?
That's my recommendation at this point, if we don't get somebody who is reasonably good and works free.
Yeah.
Yeah, my only thing, and I agree with Fred's comments, certainly Bob Schofield is very capable. The only thing, if I'm sure Deb remembers this, is that when we had him look at the GPS contract, he took an awful long time with it and changed a lot of things and then charged us a big bill. Ended up for that small thing, which we didn't end up even following. I forgot, Deb, was it $1,000? It was.
I don't remember the amount, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
And it took a while. And that's my concern with that.
Yeah. It was just to look at the contract, that simple GPS contract.
So one of the determining factors here, other than cost, is how quickly can you turn this around for us? This simple contract, right?
Mm-hmm. I think whomever we approach, we need to say we need this to be turned around by whatever.
You have to ask the question. Or when can you get started on it?
So is there someone local who, I know you mentioned a couple of people, there's someone who works for the town?
John Sutton's fees are certainly plenty low. I don't know if he's in the habit of dealing with contracts. That I can't tell you. He was the one who did all the work for us when we went from a town library to a school district library, and he was one who did all the legal work for us when we established the library. But as far as contracts particularly, I don't know. And, you know, he just did the closing for the old library. Before that, everything he had done for us for over 10 years was pro bono, but he left in less than pleasant circumstances, which I'm not going to get it, not from the board's point of view, but he was offended by the board and said he couldn't continue as pro bono lawyer. But we did go back to him to do the closing on the property on North Street. And he did that. And I think he charged us, I think it was $500, wasn't it, Deb? I'm pretty sure.
You're probably right.
Pretty standard on the low end, probably for closing. And then the other lawyer, I had forgotten, we actually did have two other lawyers. There's another lawyer in town who did the closing on the property, and that was Allison Orvasky-Thomas, or Thomas Orvasky. I forget the order of her name. But again, I don't know what her specialty is. She just did the closing. And then the closing on the Dockstader property, John Cromie did. And John Cromie in Ballston is very well-versed in he's a brilliant man and very well versed in things. He certainly did.
What was that name? I didn't catch that, Arlene.
John Cromie, C-R-O-M-I-E.
Okay.
We didn't go to him for the bonding because that's a very particular thing. And Bob Schofield has done that kind of work for lots of different institutions. So I don't know. I don't know how complicated looking at a contract is and what kind of knowledge one, legal knowledge one needs to look at that.
When do we have to have this approved? When do we have to have a decision from our attorney on this?
The sooner the better, because as Jane said, if we wait too long, we won't be able to get in on this particular farm. And she doesn't know when we would be able to get into a different farm.
All right. Why don't I ask Jermaine to take a look at it and see what her reaction is? I think her background may very well be contract law. And even if she can't give us an official opinion while we're trying to find somebody else, she might be able to go through it and give us some kind of an idea. Maybe that's crazy. I don't know.
It seems to me that homeowners are signing, and I know people who signed up for community solar, that homeowners are signing these contracts. I understand the legal need for the library to have this looked at.
Absolutely.
The homeowners are signing the contract without an attorney. So I can't imagine it's terribly complicated. It would be, you know, how long notice, 6 months notice to get off, you know, like if you decide you don't want to do it, we know that the contract says it takes them 6 months to stop the, I agree with Jim that maybe it's simpler than we think. And Jermaine is, I would think any attorney, it would be competent in looking at a contract with a community solar project. I just, it's not like what we've done in the past with selling a building and buying property and more.
The bond, yeah.
Yeah, it's not that complicated.
No, the only thing is, as you said, we do have to have a lawyer look at it because this is not our, these aren't our things. We're working for the community. And so we have to be responsible. But I don't know on the issue if indeed something were to develop and then somebody said, well, where did you get advice? And we say from Jermaine and, you know, where does, you know, if her credentials were to come into question, I don't know. That's my only concern since she isn't, if Jim is saying she's not authorized to practice New York
State. Well, I'm not 100% sure. Okay. I know that was an issue at one point in time, but I don't know what the situation is now. And if she's not charging us, does that make a difference? Is she really not practicing law if she's not charging us for her opinion?
But then we're not doing due diligence because we're not engaging the services of an authorized attorney.
if they make a mistake, it's still our fault.
Yeah.
Mm.
And therefore, you want to pick an attorney who is competent to reduce the probability of a mistake being made. I think this is much more complex and more dangerous than buying and selling property. Because my feeling about this community solar thing is we're dealing with something that's on the edge of a scam. And you want to make sure that we're not being worked over by scam artists with a deal that benefits them in some way and is painful to us. And so I think
for regular affairs, you know, I shouldn't speak to this because John Sutton is our lawyer, but for regular affairs, we engage his services. But John Cromie, I know Dusty worked with him. He served as attorney for a while pro bono at the iBank when Dusty was working at the iBank. And he is known in Saratoga County as really one of the best as far as lawyers with the mind and his talents and what he can do. So maybe we want to ask him and see if he, you know, if he does this sort of thing, and I guess you could ask ahead of time what his fees, you know, his fee is, hourly fee, so we would know. But that's my input.
Another local lawyer is David Duvall.
Mm-hmm.
He is the village's lawyer, is he not? Village of Galway?
Yeah. I believe so, yes.
He may be the town's attorney as well. I recognize the name. I'm not sure.
I don't know. No, he can't be because he's a justice of the peace.
Oh, that's why I know the name. Okay.
And Nicole Clark is also an attorney, but I don't know what her specialty is. She lives up on Lake Road.
So are we getting any closer to who we're going to have look at the contract?
Well, I like Arlene's suggestion that you said this, proposed contract out to the board. So we all can look at it.
Yeah, I would do that.
We can all look at it, but it would be good to make a decision while we're here, if it takes a motion to do that, to decide which attorney will run it by after we look at it, so we don't wait another 2 weeks.
Does anybody have any objections if I ask Jermaine to look at it and see if she's willing?
I have no objection.
I don't mind her looking at it, but again, I'm not sure that I'm willing to take her. If she's not licensed in New York State, I'm not willing for her to be the person.
I know, I'm just,
go ahead.
I was just looking at somebody we could get on board right away to take a quick look at it and give us what her thoughts were.
I don't mind that. I mean, do we want to choose a couple people and have Deb call and find out what their hourly rates are and then and whether they'd have time to turn this around quickly and then we could make a decision?
I think that's a good idea, Arlene. So if we start local first, then that would be, well, John Sutton.
Where is David Duvall's office located?
Saratoga.
Yeah, Saratoga.
His ads all say he's a good divorce lawyer.
Isn't that a contradiction of terms?
He does do other things, though. I know he does.
I know he does. I know he's
right, so let's decide. What order will we have Deb call in? After
and, how many?
Have Jermaine look at it. Find out if she's licensed in New York. If she is and is willing to do this pro bono,
then she can do it.
Correct?
Right.
Okay. Then who's next? Should we go with John Sutton next? I'm just going to pull it out of a hat.
I would go Bob Schofield next.
Bob Schofield. Well,
I
think he's too expensive, but I mean, we can ask him, but.
Right. Bob Schofield, John Sutton, and then.
And I would ask John Cromie. I mean, he's only over in Balsam Spa, and he does have a soft spot for not-for-profits. I mean, he'll charge, but.
Oh, know. I like that. I like soft spots for not-for-profits. So that works. All right, so we're going with Jermaine, Bob Schofield, John Sutton, and John Sutton and John Cromie. In that order. Sound good? And then, so to find out, but again, if Jermaine is licensed in New York, have her look at it anyway. But if she's licensed in New York, we can go with her. All right.
That means they have a time by which, you know, so you're going to ask what their hourly rate is and then if they could turn it around by, and I don't know when that is.
Right. They probably would have to see it in order to come up with an estimate of how long it's going to take them to. Turn it around.
Well,
the hourly rate then is perhaps the and if they would, you know, would be interested in doing this.
But if they don't have time to look at it in the next week or two, that wouldn't be useful.
Yeah.
When you call Bob Schofield, it'd be worthwhile to get him to confirm that the hourly rate that he gave us before will continue.
It sounds like
I think you can ask an hourly rate for all of them. I mean, that's
right. I would just ask their hourly rate.
Right.
And how fast they can turn it around.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Available.
Do you happen to have a phone number for John Cromie?
I don't, but I could look. I mean, he would be in the phone book, Balsam Spa.
Okay. I just know there's a lot of John Cromies.
If you look up his name, attorney, you know, John Cromie Esquire in Balsam Spa, I'm sure you'll find it.
Okay. Do we feel a little more settled here?
Do we do a motion and accept it for that?
I think we can do a motion to... I'm not thinking of the word, delegate whatever, our director, our director to contact. And I don't know if in our minutes we want to say who the lawyers are. I think in our minutes we could say contact several lawyers to what?
Contracts.
So authorize the director to contact several lawyers to look at the contract, the draft contract with Ampion.
Yes.
Okay. Deb Crombie's cell phone number is 518-885-8451.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the wording has to be a little different, though, because we're not authorizing Deb to contact the lawyers to look at the contract. We're because you wouldn't be contacting several.
You're right. Authorize Deb to contact lawyers.
To investigate their availability and cost. In
there you go.
Investigate availability.
Contact.
In fee, I guess.
And cost. Well, availability.
Investigate their fees and availability.
Fees and availability. To review. To review contract with Ampion?
Yeah.
Okay. So who's going to make that motion?
So move, Jim.
Jim. Do I hear a second?
I will second.
Thanks, Fred.
All right, and so this is what I have down to be sure. So the motion is to authorize our director to contact several lawyers to investigate their fees and availability to review a contract with Ampion. Is it Ampion Community Solar or Ampion? Where does the community solar fit in?
She's looking.
I'm afraid if I click off, I don't know what it'll do.
All right, to review.
I can look it up. What their official name is.
Wait, let me try and change screens. Maybe. Okay.
I'd like to reamend that a little bit as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
It should be proposed contract with Ampion Community Solar. A contract proposed by.
The contract.
Presenting with that.
Proposed by Ampion.
Jane calls it Ampion Community Solar.
And that's what I'll put down.
Yeah. They call themselves Ampion, but the subtitle is Community Solar. So that'll cover it. Good. All right. All in favor? Any further discussion? We're good to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? Motion carried. All right. Thank you. Thanks for making this time.
Kate, just for clarification, and I know that it was kind of because it was left, well, Deb will find out about this. Let's just remember that the only people that Deb can really on her own go ahead and hire or to choose and all that are staff. Just immediate staff, not any other providers. We can direct her like we are right now to gather information, but the director does not choose and, you know, whatever, just staff.
Yep. Thank you for clarifying. All right. Any other business? Anything? Good to see your smiling faces. It's March. Hang in there.
Yeah.
So I think a motion to adjourn is 5:23.
So move, Jim.
Jim.
Second.
Brad. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion. Motion to adjourn.
23.
We're adjourned.